This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting News. I'm Susan Hansen. University of New Hampshire researchers were recently awarded a nearly $2 million grant to study violence prevention efforts in Rapid City schools. Officials say the grant is geared towards studying sexual assault and violence amongst adolescents and teens. South Dakota violence prevention organizations have partnered with UNH to carry out the four-year grant. Cynthia Tobin with the South Dakota Network Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence says researchers chose to focus on Rapid City because of a perceived lack of violence prevention programs.
They thought that Rapid City was a great spot to bring in some prevention. There are people on the grant that thought that there may be with limited prevention strategies, and it would be great to bring someone from the research component to research that area.
Tobin says by next fall, researchers hope to start evaluating violence prevention programs in Rapid City middle and high schools. She adds that new programs could be implemented based off the evaluations. The South Dakota Supreme Court has ruled that plaintiffs in a medical liability case may see the records of patients who are not parties to the lawsuit. A Spearfish doctor and regional health physicians have been sued by a patient who suffered from two bowel perforations after having laparoscopic hernia repair. The plaintiff's attorney is Brad Lee of Rapid City. He's asked to see the doctor's surgical and post-surgical notes to determine if other patients had similar outcomes. Lee says there's no violation of privilege if the patient's identity is protected.
And how do we do that? We do it through redacting it. We do it through protective orders. We do it through orders by the court to counsel saying, you may not try and contact these non-party patients to discover their identities.
Three justices agreed with Lee and said records can be released, but they sent the case back to the trial court to determine if greater protections should be put in place. Two justices agreed with the defense that state law protects communications between doctors and their patients, and records can be released only with patient consent.